Now, our Giants pregame heads back to the booth.
Crook and Kipe on Baseball.
Oh, what a great day.
I love this game.
Crook and Kipe on Baseball, sponsored by
Bigelow Tea. Grab a mug and tea proudly. And by Sleep Number. Meet the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, only at a Sleep Number store.
This is Giants Baseball on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody, it's Crook and Kipe on Baseball. And today we're going to talk about this ballpark. That's right, Oakland Coliseum, how it used to be and how it is, the good things and the bad things. We'll do that when we get back.
Game two of this three-game series, it's the Giants and the A's. We're at the Oakland Coliseum, which in a lot of ways, not a lot of ways, some ways, reminds you of our wonderful days on the playing surface at Candlestick Park. And the one significant same deal is the foul lines. To have to cover pop-ups at Candlestick and in this park was quite a responsibility. If
it
you
was.
Were a second baseman.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're first baseman, you look, you're right by the foul territory. But if you're a second baseman and you got to go towards the bullpen, I mean, you could be running for days.
It's a 50-yard dash.
You could be Jerry Rice and not get to anything.
It was a pitcher's best friend. Candlestick was such an unbelievable place to pitch because you never lost weight. I mean, at most you'd lose a half a pound on a night game, and that's nothing. And balls that were pop-ups in other stands and they were souvenirs, they were outs here.
Outs.
Well, Oakland, same deal.
You know, it's
biggest foul lines in the game right now, Oakland.
Yeah, and you know, it really is true, Mike. The weather at Candlestick – and the weather in this park, the only really difference is no, there isn't any wind here. But the temperature gets cold.
It's Northern California.
It gets cold and it gets kind of damp. And I remember my first week playing games at Candlestick as a National Leaguer. And I know who I was facing. I was facing Steve Bedrosian. And he was tough, man, when he was young. He was tough when he was older, but I'm battling, and I hit a pop-up, and I just stayed right in the box thinking that, you know, I was going to get another pitch. Can of corn.
Yeah, with
and
room to spare.
It was a pop-up down the third base line, and
room
it was
to
a
spare.
Can of corn.
Room to spare.
And I thought, oh, man, this could be a long, long season if you're a guy that hits a lot of foul balls and pop-ups. But it's no different than it is here.
Well, this used to be one of my favorite ballparks to come to before they built Mount Davis. I thought it was a beautiful baseball
park.
And you look out, and the bleachers, you had flowers, and in the back behind you had the Oakland Hills, and it was just gorgeous. And I liked it, too, because you'd look out, and somebody would say, see that part of the stands up there? You know, Reggie Jackson hit one up there. Mike Epstein hit one up over there. You know, Joe Rudy hit one up over there. Rick Monday hit one up over there. You know, and it kind of brought you back to previous generations because you saw guys in batting practice, they would hit up there, and they could say, well, I hit one Reggie Jackson.
Of course.
Hit one, right? I hit one where... you know, where Mark McGwire hit one. When they put Mount Davis up there, they crushed all of that. All that history is gone.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know, and for, I mean, look, you and I, the National League, we only played in two ballparks that are in the National League right now, Wrigley Field and Dodger Stadium. So all of our history and all those other ballparks, gone.
Gone.
You know, Oakland, this ballpark's still here, but when they put up the Mount Davis, whoop, yeah. Gone.
Think about those great teams that the A's had. 72, 73, 74. And we always think about Reggie Jackson and, you know, all the Sal Bando and Fosse and all those guys. But how happy you think Catfish Hunter was to pitch in that park, or Vita Blue, given the surroundings of what it was like?
Well, my last 2 years in Chicago, I played with Kenny Holtzman. That was his last 2 years in the big leagues. Well, he was a big part of that, of those teams. And he would say it was the greatest thing in the world to pitch there. He says, you know, we had Billy North out in center field, and he'd catch everything.
And we Dick had, Green at short or at second.
Well, their defense
Campy.
Was unbelievable.
Oh, they were fantastic.
So he loved it. They all loved it.
Well, you love the foul territory.
I will put the plunger down and take down Mount Davis. Screw a Kipe on Baseball.
Oh,
enjoy this
goodness.
Great game.